The Buffalo Bills barely managed to come away with a 17-16 win against the Jets in New Jersey yesterday, despite trailing most of the game. Here to break it down for us, commentator Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Howard. Yeah, that was one of the uglier wins we've seen in a long time. But a win is a win is a win. And on the road, you'll take them however you can get them. But I guess I'd make the analogy of watching a bad movie that turns it around with a great ending. And through 57 minutes of the game yesterday, the Bills never led until they scored the game-winning touchdown with just 3 minutes left to go. And the game was semi-historic in that this was the first win for the Bills in 22 years that they've trailed by 13 points or more in the fourth quarter. It was after the offense committed 4 turnovers, which was actually 5 if you include the safety. And what's crazier, could have been even 2 more when you consider that quarterback Josh Allen had an interception erased by a Jets penalty, not relevant to the play, and another interception dropped. But in the end, the Bills' defense, the belated inclusion of running back Devin Singletary, along with receiver John Brown, who exploded for 123 yards, including the game-winning touchdown, made the difference and incredibly allowed them to overcome the amount of mistakes that absolutely should have resulted in not just a loss, but a blowout. And on Friday, I said I was optimistic for the Bills because I thought that more had to go right for the Jets than for the Bills. And they really took that to the extreme, to the extent that almost everything went wrong for Buffalo. But they still had more overall depth and talent to come away with the win. Despite all the mistakes, Bills fans have to be impressed by how Allen didn't let his 2 interceptions and 2 fumbles take him out of the game mentally. For as bad as first 3 quarters as he had, he led the offense to a 14-point fourth quarter comeback that was just enough for the win. Sure, it was not a masterpiece, but most quarterbacks of every talent level, they're going to have some bad games, and the test is how they adapt and respond. And Allen did pass that test yesterday.
I don't know how to feel after watching the highs and lows in that game. What can Bills fans take away from that as they move forward?
Oh, it's still tough to say, as it's the first game of the season. It's still an unknown, you know, as far as a measuring stick, as both teams, they're still unknowns. But as I've said, as ugly as a game as this was for the Bills, the bright side of it is they still managed to win a game on the road that they should have lost due to mistakes 10 out of 10 times. The hope and the expectation is that those mistakes won't be the norm. And if they held their own under such bad circumstances, how will they look when mistakes aren't the headline? And the 3 big takeaways I had were the belated inclusion of running back Devin Singletary, the freedom the coaching staff gave Allen to audible at the line of scrimmage, and the dominance of the defense. When it comes to Singletary, he was a game changer, quite literally. He had 70 yards rushing on just 4 carries, along with 28 yards receiving on 5 catches. But he didn't have a single rushing yard until less than 7 minutes left in the third quarter, which coincided with the Bills' turnaround. And to put that into further perspective, consider that Singletary had 98 yards from scrimmage on just 9 touches, while Jets star running back Le'Veon Bell had 92 yards on 23 touches. So you can bet Singletary is going to be a much bigger part of the offensive game plan going forward. And as for Allen's freedom to call plays, that was evident early on as he appeared to audible regularly throughout the game. Despite the mistakes, it's encouraging that he seems to have taken big steps in his comfort level at the position. He's clearly not overwhelmed by the game, which was also evident is in his ability to come back in the end despite playing pretty poorly most of the game. And what can you say about the Bills' defense? Despite the offense's impressive late comeback, it was the defense that kept them in the game throughout. Again, ugly win. Bills certainly have some things to be concerned about when it comes to mistakes, but they also have to be encouraged by the resilience.
The Bills will be back in the same place to face the Giants next week. You will be back in the same place to preview that game on Friday. We look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate it, Howard.